So my screen recorder is not working well, and this is in fact the third time I have tried to record this tutorial. And I'm actually considering doing a tutorial a week or more kind of thing. And so that's what I might be doing. And this tutorial is going to be how to create a drop shadow like behind windows. It won't actually be applied, but for pictures to make things look more attractive for something, if you're using like graphical design and you want to show off a window, like a Windows Vista window, you can create a shadow behind it, and that's what I'm going to do. So I'm gonna open up a new image, 1600 by 1200. And I apologize if at any time this skips because, as I said, my screen recorder has been acting up. Okay, so we are going to go File, Open as Layers, and I already have a picture saved. And that is a Vista My Computer screen. So we're going to scale this. Make it a bit. There we go. All right, now we need to duplicate this layer. And you want to use the perspective tool. And it's really quite a neat tool. GIMP is a powerful program. And again, I pronounce it GIMP. A lot of people still haven't seemed to have gotten over that. And it takes a while to get this fairly realistic. That looks about good for me. So then you are going to go transform, and that leaves you with a perspective version of your window. And then you want to go alpha to selection, and that just should select your window and not any of the white. And then you want to fill it with black. Or if you want to make it a different type of shadow, you could always make it a different type of shadow, but black looks the most realistic. And so there we have a shadow, but it doesn't, I mean, it looks like a shadow, but it's not very nice. So we want to go select none, then filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and set it higher for a smoother shadow. Actually, that seems a bit too much. That's better. And still, it doesn't look quite right. So we want to adjust the opacity down and the darker your shadow, but I'm going to make mine like a darkish gray. Okay, now we can merge all the layers together. And there you have a drop shadow for your background. And you will see that it did come out with a hard edge because that's how much was selected. You could always resize the layer to make that smooth. I just kind of forgot to do that. And thank you very much for watching this tutorial. It was rather short, but I hope it was effective. Stay tuned. Well, not really stay tuned. Just check back for more tutorials.